Ladies and guys who are feeling grateful, Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill You're In A Loser show. Let's fucking go. I am rapidly approaching the end of this 365-day project. So if you don't know, I've been doing one of these podcasts or videos every single day for the last year. I am absolutely ready for the finish line to hurry up and get here. It's been fun. It's been a wild fucking journey. God knows I have learned a lot doing this. I have built up the YouTube channel. I basically didn't have a YouTube channel at the start of this. Now we're over 1,000 subs, which is pretty decent, seeing as I only started uploading videos to this channel like 2/3 of the way through the project. So we've only been doing this for like 4 months. 1,000 subs, awesome. Can't wait to see where this goes. And I am fucking ready to move on to the next project. I'll tell you that, guys. Like, I already discussed it in that previous video. I'm going to have a couple of months off. I'll probably end up doing stuff, but I want to just give myself the chance to have time off and not make myself do any content. Again, I probably will end up doing content. I know myself well enough to say I'll probably get bored within the second week, but I want to give myself that chance to have some time off. And I guess the second thing I want to say is I'm fucking proud of all of you guys. Like, all of you who are taking action, who are working on yourselves, who are making changes, who are going out and taking Tinder pictures or losing weight or working on a business or being more intimate with women or learning to open up. I got a guy in my coaching group who's basically spent the last like year learning how to open up to women and receive affection, love, intimacy, and stuff like that. I'm proud of all of you fucking guys, no matter what goals you're working on, whether it's getting laid, making money, friends, social stuff, whatever it is, I'm really fucking proud of you guys. We're all going to make it. As long as you keep working on what you're working on, you never quit. That's really all that ever matters. Just don't fucking quit. I want to talk a tiny bit, little tiny bit about death and nihilism and stuff like that. This is a question that I answered a while ago. I did like a really quick video on it. I didn't really go into depth. And one of my friends, Radical, who has his own YouTube channel, Radical Improvements, go and search for that. Awesome guy. He's the moderator of my forums. He's a cool guy. And he did a video as well recently on whether or not he thinks about death a lot, all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to revisit this topic. We're not going to go into a bunch of detail here, but basically I think when we're talking about fear of death, the way it manifests itself is more, it's not like you sit there and you're terrified of death. It's more like you feel like you're wasting your time or you're wasting potential or you're being lazy or you're being unproductive or you missed out on your 20s or any of that sort of stuff. That's how fear of death actually manifests itself. What I want to say is that feeling of like you're wasting time, that is your superpower. I know a lot of guys beat themselves up and they say, man, I'm so lazy. Like, I wish I could just relax. I wish I could be lazy sometimes, but I can't. I hate on myself if I play video games too much. You know, I can't chill. Like, I always have to go. That's a good thing. That's like a superpower. That's a superpower that the average person would kill for. It will make you bust your ass to get the most out of every single moment. I will say, remember to stop and smell the roses every once in a while. You are going to waste time in your life, or waste time, I should say, inverted commas. It's okay to chill from time to time, but this fear of death or this fear of wasting time or this fear of like you've already wasted time, that's a good thing. Like, use that for the positive motivation that it can be, or the positive like fuel, jet fuel to get to your goals. In terms of if we're going to talk about death, we also have to talk about the corollary to that, which is life. And I've done podcasts in the past on like the meaning of life and what I believe the meaning of life to be. And I'm pretty sure I have this nailed down. I'm pretty sure most other people agree with me. All the philosophers and stuff that I found, they seem to have a similar sort of mindset. What I talk about is keeping busy, like having goals that you're working on, having something you do every single day. Doesn't have to be the one goal. I don't talk about like finding your life's purpose or something. I personally don't believe you have one purpose. I'm yet to see someone who has one life purpose. Usually you have like maybe one big purpose and then a bunch of little things that you do. You could call it distraction. You can call it whatever you want, but you need to keep busy every single day. You need to throw yourself into the work. Other people such as Jordan Peterson calls that responsibility. He says the meaning of life is responsibility. Yeah. different words for the same concept. Keeping busy, having things you're working on, having goals you're moving towards, just not sitting there doing nothing. Because the way I like to think about this is I think people put too much emphasis on like, oh, I've got to figure out the meaning of life. I've got to find my purpose. And it's like, that's like looking at the ocean and saying, I'm going to find one drop of water. It's so incredibly hard to look at life and all of the possibilities that are open to you, all of the variables, all of the millions of choices you could choose for your own meaning of life and say, I'm going to pick one. How? How are you going to pick one? What I like to do is do the exact opposite and say, okay, instead of saying what would make me happy, what if we try the opposite? What would make me unhappy? Well, sitting in a room doing nothing, that's the definition of depression. That would make me want to kill myself. And I think everyone would agree with that. If you're just sitting in a room doing nothing, you have no friends, you don't do anything, you have no life, you have no goals, you have nothing that gets you up in the morning, that's death. That's literally death. Doing nothing is death by definition. So do the opposite of that, and maybe that's the meaning of life. I've certainly found that to be the case. If you're just not sitting in your room doing nothing, if you're not staring at the wall doing nothing, if you're not just sitting there with no goals to work on, no mission, nothing to work towards, as long as you have something you're working towards, all of a sudden you don't feel quite as depressed. Now, I'm not saying that's an instant fix for depression. I myself was depressed for like 8 years, 8 or 9 years, but that was what helped pull me out of the hole. I was depressed because I wasn't doing anything. I didn't have friends. I didn't have things I worked on. I didn't have a job. I didn't have things I cared about. And as soon as I started implementing those things, as in building something, having something to work towards, even just distracting myself some days, all of a sudden the depression became like secondary. It was still there quite often, but it like moved into the background because I was focusing on something else. And so from what I have been able to garner, what I have figured out, and I'm only 34 years old, so I'm not going to claim I know, you know, everything. Obviously, I don't. But what I have found so far is if you want to be happy, you want to enjoy your life, do the exact opposite of depression or the exact opposite of death, which in other words is just do stuff. Have goals you work on, have stuff you're working towards, work on self-improvement. That's why I say self-improvement is a lifelong endeavor. It's something you want to be doing for the rest of your life because as soon as you stop, you're going to get depressed. People get depressed when they retire, for instance. Not everyone, but a lot of people get depressed when they retire because they don't have anything to work on. They don't have anything to fill their days. They don't have any structure. They don't have any goals. And as soon as they implement some goals, hey, all of a sudden they're happy again. So we'll wrap up by saying this feeling of I'm missing out or I've wasted time or I'm worried that I'm, you know, getting older or even a fear of death itself, like an explicit fear of death, that is a good thing. That's your body telling you like, hey, you only have a limited amount of time here. Don't fuck around. Like use the most of it. Yes, sometimes you will waste time. I waste time all the time. That's fine. It's part of being a human. You're not perfect. But if you have that feeling of I'm wasting time or I have wasted time or I'm scared of death or I'm running out of time, use that as positive motivation. There are changes you can make right now, right this second. There is always something you can do right this second, no matter how hopeless your situation feels, no matter how, you know, far gone you think you are, no matter how much time you have wasted in the past, now is the time to start. You have the internet in front of you. You can go and research the answers to all of your questions. You have me right here telling you what to do and countless other people giving you advice. Go and use that advice. Do something right now. Make some changes and start keeping busy or start busying yourself. Don't just sit there doing nothing because that is the quickest way to welcome death. In fact, it feels like you are dead when you're doing nothing. So go out there. As always, guys, go out and crush your goals. There's a reason I end every one of these videos by saying go out and crush your goals because by doing so, that's the meaning of life. As far as I've been able to find, just working on goals, having things you're working towards. It's the exact opposite of atrophy. It's the opposite of death. So go out and crush your goals.